The ashram zeh shall show me the davam that this ashram should only be ashlamim. That's all. He can't bring an ashram for the davar. So you want this ashram to be a kav shlamim, like you only makdish it on a tanai. That if you need it for an ashram, let it be an ashram. If you do not need it for an ashram, then let it be a kav shlamim. The oisai ashram toyin shchita b'tzaf. And the what? It says the imlav ashram zeh shall show me the davar. Now the Yaisa Ashram, this Korban Ashram, how do you bring it now? It's a stuffing, whether it's an Ashram or a Shlamin. So it says the Yaisa Ashram Toyin Shchita B'Tzafin. You have to make the Shchita Minasafik on the Tzafin, because maybe it's a Kurdish Kedoshim, maybe it's an Ashram. Or Matan Bahinis, or Smichun the Sakh Matzmut, and Hazav Ashaykh. You have the word of Chumriz as if it's a Shlamin also. That's why it's a Chumriz with Shlamin. You have to make a Smicha, you have to make Nesachim and Tenufa. So the kids, you do both chumris of the din of an ashram and the din of a shlamit, you do both chumris here. Now, v'nechal yoyim v'layla, you could only eat it one day and one night. So the chumris is clearly according to Rabbi Shimon, like you're bringing this ashram on a suffix, that maybe really it's a carbon shlamim, and still we're telling you, you could only eat it one day and one night, and after that night it'll become nicer. Like we tell you, you have to be careful and eat it at the right time. Sigmar says, Tikune Gabrishan, it could be here different. Listen, this person has no other Eitzah. He was a Mitzairah. It's a Suffolk if he was a Mukhlat, 100% Mitzairah or not. So we have a Suffolk whether he needs this carbon. If he's not going to bring the carbon, he'll never become Torah. So we have to fix up this person. So therefore, in order to fix him up, here we're Mako to bring this carbon. That's called tikkuni gavra, fixing up the person, hishani. So Marsha, so far, hotaynach oshem. So far, you answered, how could you bring this korban oshem on a sofik? I, maybe he's not a mitzvah. So you said, you're matishat achil on a tanai, that if it's not an oshem, it should be a korban shlomim. That's good. But lug, ma'ik lemeima. What could you say with this lug of shemin that is brought? What kind of tanai can you make on the lug? The lug is matishat l'shem mitzvah. I, maybe he wasn't a Mitzvah, so what could I do with this? So Rashi says, like, there's not a question, we're just coming to explain what does Rabbi Shimon say. So my answer is, the Yama, the person has to say like this, the Yama Lug Zeh Yehi Nedava. He says, like, this Lug should be a Nedava. So Rashi made a Mitzvah, if I'm not a Mitzvah, it should be some present. Then we look, come on, we'll learn that a prayer called Todor, Misnadvim Shemim Mifnei Yatsmai. You're allowed to make Nedava. Just give Shem to the base of English. Sumar says no. Fidilma lav mitzairu. Maybe this person of Israel is not a mitzairu. Or boy mekameitz. It's so that if you mark this to Shemin, you have to take off kemitza. You have to take off kemitza from it. Rashi says, as a boy mekameitz, ha misnadiv Shemin. A locker later is if somebody is maktish Shemin, he gives Shemin to the base of English. So locker is kunsai. You have to take off like a handful of the shemen, or makdir akremis, and you have to burn it. Vishirav necholim, and the leftovers you can eat, like we'll learn later, about kriyapim leit mikorben mincha, blamish shem is nadim shemen ke mincha. And when you bring the shemen, it has the same halacha like a mincha. So if so, what do you do with this lug? On the tzad to say it's only a matana, it's only a matana, so then it has to have left a din like a mincha. You'll have to take off a kemitza from it. Someone says true. The mekamitz that yes, I'll take off a handful and burn it. For the more, but no, the dilma mitzayru. Maybe this person is really a mitzayru. Or boy, matin sheva, and he has to sprinkle from this shemen 7 times. Imagine matin sheva, kedirsiv kro baluch shal mitzayru. These are mina shemen biyetzbo sheva pamin. He has to sprinkle with the shemen 7 times. So Moshe says yes, the yoyiv that first he takes and splitches 7 times. For the Gemara, I vachosalei. Rashi says, "I they kemitza for look chasa posel." And the chur haven't been read that first. You take off the kemitza, and then you make the hazor. So if you take off the kemitza first, you're missing from the lug. And the din is when the mitzvah brings the lug, it has to be exactly a lug. You can't bring less. So the chur, you have to take off the kemitza first because maybe it's a mincha and you can't use it. So, if you take the kemitza first, then on the tzad to say is really a mitzvah. Will be powerful because you're missing your chosar, the shear of a lug by the time you come to make the seven hazois. Zumar says, "Demaisi porto malilei henechnami." First, you take down a little bit of kmitza here, and you burn that. And then, before you make the seven azores for the mitzvah, you add a little bit more shemen here. So the Gemara explains how does this work? How are you allowed to add onto it a little bit later? So Gemara says that not like we learned. Choser halug. That's it from the slug of the shemen of shemen tzeirah. He's missing some of it. Sach la yitzayk before you made the yitzika himalenu. You're allowed to fill it up. So you're also allowed to fill it up before you make the yitzika. Rashi says means minalug al kapoy asmolis before the kohen put the shemen on his left kapoy. The pasuk says, "On min hashemen from the oil, yitzah kalkoyin akaf hakoyin asmolis." He's supposed to put it on his left palm. These are kohen bietzbol haymonis min hashemen, and then the kohen takes his right hand, he dips it into it, and it makes tazor asher akaf yasmolis. So before the kohen poured the lug onto the kapoy, and some got chosar, he's left here it onto it. Says here also, we take this lug shel mitzvah. First we take out a little bit for the kmitza and burn it, and then we add in some more to fill it up, and then we make nazos from it. Kadimor is still alive, boy, boy haktorah. Ah, you have to have haktorah. Does the kmitza you have to burn? Rashi said, the doom with a double, like you have to be afraid, maybe it's in the double. Says, so you have to burn it. Someone says, yes, the yikdalei. Not only to take out the kmitza of it, you take like a handful of the shemen, but you also have to burn it. You burn it. So Moshe says, when do you burn the shemen? If you're going to burn it after you made the Azoyes HaSheva, Hevelu Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kemitza Liaktarom. So it comes out here, first you made the Kemitza, you took out some shemen. You're telling me now you don't burn it, but instead first you make the Sheva Hazoyes on the mitzvah from the shemen. If so, this lug shemen is missing now in between his kemitza until you burn it. And then the lacha is v'yein maktirin esakrem etzaleim. In such a case, if it's chosa from the shirayim before you burn the kemitza, you don't burn the kemitza. Lacha by a mincha is if you take out the kemitza, nothing could be missing from the shirayim until you burn the kemitza. So here, how could you go and burn this kemitza, the shemen? You're missing some of the shemen in between. You made nazoyes sheva. So e elamai the answer should be e koy de maton sheva. Maybe you burn it before you make nazoyes of the mitzvah. In other words, first take care of the mincha de kalocha. First take the shemen and take off the kemitza and burn it, and then you go to make nazoyes. So Mor says, no, you can't do that either. And so there's a psul kol shemimenu liishum harayiv about taktiru, that once you burn something from this, you can't burn it anymore. You can't put it on the mizbeach. So once you made a kemitza and you burnt it, you're not allowed to put any of the shrayim on the mizbeach. So you can't make the hazoyes. You will not be able to make the hazor. Rashi says, "Heichi motzi lemeisiv su minei matin sheva dilma made with nedavi." The actoros, the akremes haktoro, vanech evolu shirayim. Vechihoda maile midi minayu, and you put any part of it on the mizbeach, you roll for love. Mishumbal taktiru k'dechsir kichol sor chodavash. That once you have it seen dinner shirayim, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach anymore. So here we still have a problem. How do you take care of this lukshal shemen that should have bol dinim? It should have a mincha de kalocha, and should have a locha for the mitzvah. So the answer is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Parade Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Temasek Luhu L'Shem Eitzim. I'll tell you, when you put up this the Shemen on the Mitzvah, or you make the Azoyes Sheva, you have a mud on the Tanai. That if he was really a Mitzvah, so it should go with the Azoyes of a Mitzvah. But if he's not a Mitzvah, it's really on Yemincha. If so, there's a law to put the Shemen on the Mizbeach. So I'll tell you, do not have in mind to make a real hazois here, but on that side you have a mind to do it, stam l'shem eitzim. Rashi says, the yom hochi is what he should say. In mitzvah, if the person is really mitzvah, the ein haktoros, the haktoros, the haktoros means nothing. Dolav nedov heve, then harei mazah me'elu, shen ishrayim, it's very good. But on the tzad to say he's not a mitzvah. And the actor, Sakramis, was a good actor. I did it a lot to put it on the mizbeach. So I'll tell you, Harei Hazoyes Kilu, Hey Mayim, it's just like regular water. Shrei Rishon Lalish, Shirei Mincha Mizbeach. You let it put it on top. It's just you can't put it there, L'shem HaHaktara, L'shem HaMitzvah HaHaktara. But just to put it there, L'shem Eitzim or L'shem Mayim, that's Mutter. So that's the 8-year rule. So you have to put it there, L'shem Eitzim or L'shem Mayim. The Tanya went like this. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says, the Pasuk says, L'reyach Nichayach, Iyatamala. Like once you made Aktara, the Shirayim Shaboy, there's a lot not to put it on the Mizbeach, L'shem Reach Nichayach, he's doing it at L'shem Aktara. That's the Yisra. So again, L'reyach Nichayach, Iyatamala. Avolatamala, L'shem Eitzim. But you got to put it up there just on L'shem Eitzim. That's Mutter. Here also, the Shemin,